you view everything in terms of mass, in terms of volume, in terms of time. This is the world you have created, the physical world. Without these things in place, you cannot imagine the real world, the metaphysical world. You cannot imagine this world because you want to apply always mass, volume, and time. You must try to imagine a world where you can create anything, any type of physical or metaphysical creation. It is yours to consciously choose to create. So your little world, your physical world that you have created, becomes insignificant, not insignificant in terms of its existence, but insignificant in terms of the vastness of the metaphysical possibilities that can be created by your consciousness, by the consciousness. This is given to you from the source, this ability to create whatever you want to create. Your world is a tiny part of the one, the source. Imagine one tiny grain of sand and compare that with the size of the world, and then multiply it by 1 billion, and then multiply it by an infinite amount you cannot even imagine the capabilities of yourself. It is impossible for you to imagine this. It is impossible for you to understand infinity. This is what you are capable of. You are a part. You are one. This is a metaphysical world. You cannot even comprehend the vastness. It is all. It is everything. But it is in one moment. And you have chosen to focus on one position within one moment, and you are learning now that it is infinite. It has no mass, it has no volume, it has no time, it has no restriction. With your physical senses as they exist, it is impossible for you to experience this. It is possible for you to understand it, but it is not possible for you to experience this within the physical realm, within this physical position that you have chosen to focus on. It is important that you maintain a balance whilst you are in the physical world, one foot in, one foot out, as you would state many times in your words. You have to be aware of all. You have to be aware of both to understand all, because they are the same thing. This is the energy from the source. This is the power invested within you. And I will repeat again. You have to remain always positive. You chose positive. You did not choose to work with what you would call negative energy. But you need to understand, you need to know both of these powers of energy, the capability of both energies, which ultimately are one energy. To understand both, you need to experience both. To experience both is to experience only one. When you step outside of your mind, you will step into your imagination. Your imagination has to cross the bridge to the consciousness to create whatever you wish to create, whatever you have chosen to create. You have to understand how the mind will stop you doing this. The mind is your creation. It is a deliberate creation. It is there to assist you to develop the consciousness. It is a necessary process. It is a necessary construction, a necessary creation from you. The more you expand your mind, the more you live within your imagination, the more you will advance your development into the consciousness, over the bridge. If you use your mind to go to your imagination and you do not cross the bridge, then you will revert back to your mind. And you repeat this process over and over again until you cross the bridge to the consciousness. This is all by design. This is energy from the source. This is the source. This is what you would term God. And all the things that you fear are created. created by you. And all the things that other sphere are created by you, and they are created by them because they are the same thing. And they exist so you can project yourself to a different position of understanding. This is the reason you created them. And you have to be aware of this. You have to understand it. And once you are aware of it, you can direct it to a different position within the sphere that you have created, until eventually you are free. Free from all restrictions, because you understand the process. So therefore, you have no necessity any longer to perform within it. And so begins the cycle again. And all in one moment. And you can change one moment within one moment. The energy that you work within this space is pure, it is clear. The energy you work with within your mind is diluted. It is not a pure one. It is not together. It is not bad. You would term it bad. It is not bad. It is weak. It is not pure. You need to recognize this. Love from the source is a pure form of energy. It is the strongest form of energy that exists. Not your interpretation of love with your mind. This is conditioning. This is dependency. It comes with conditions. There are no conditions from the love from the source. There is no dependency. It is free will. Desire is to be free. They are free, but they do not know they are free. They will look for answers from you. You cannot interfere with their journey. You can only tell them what you know, as we tell you what we know. We do not interfere with your journey. You have to find your own position with your own awareness. There is an infinite amount of choices for you and for them. You merely have to be aware of this. As do they. As they are you. As are we. The same. It is not always clear for you. There is, again, a specific reason for this. It is for you to search until you know, until it is clear. You chose to experience this process. It has been clear for you in what you call time, and you chose when you came back again for it not to be clear. You chose not to remember so you could remember once again. This is the process you chose. And you are remembering now, slowly. You are awakening. Slowly, you are remembering, because within, it already exists. You must remove all your created stories, and you have a story for every part of your physical life, a different story for every piece you have created. Your stories will inhibit you. They will slow you down. They will prevent you from achieving the position you are trying to attain. You must remove them. You must be aware they are only stories. Every part of your physical existence has a complex and different story. You are all one, and each one of you has created their own individual complex stories for every part of their lives. To create a highly complex master story for your world. And it is all an illusion. And it entraps you all within it. You must understand this. You must accept what it is. You must be aware of it, and you must step out of it. You must look at it from above and see it for what it is. And then you will be truly free from the entrapment within it. No more fear, no more hate, no more envy, no more judgment, only love from the source. Within one moment of creation, simply said, difficult for you to adapt. Stay in the positive in every aspect of your life. It is